with New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Right after a panel of House legislators advanced a bill Monday that fulfills a pledge by Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham for adults to go back to college, she lauded the move. At first, the proposal to provide free tuition to in-state students at New Mexico public colleges and universities had no income limits. But as it moved through House committees, criticism grew that it wasn't fair to lower-income students. Lujan Grisham's staff then reworked the bill.
For lower-income students, it's the middle dollar program, if you will, says that we understand that leveraging is tricky, and we need to do that so that we're covering all the costs of those lower-income students and not unfairly creating a situation where middle and higher-income students get a better deal.
The approach would begin after existing state scholarships are used up and before federal grants and military aid kick in. That should allow students to stretch public funding to pay for rent, food, and clothing.
So this is universally fairer and more productive. It's a little more expensive. So we went from 35 to, $46 million. I feel very good about the momentum, and it speaks that we're willing to rework any of our ideas. I think I said it this year at the opening of the legislative session. We don't have any, our ideas aren't the only ideas. Help us make every effort successful, and I think it's an indication that the legislature is taking us at our word, and so is the public. They're helping us make these things work for the populations that they're intended.
In the first year, the scholarship will be offered for classes at community colleges, followed by universities in the following year. The Senate Finance Committee now takes up the measure, where its true cost will be discussed at length. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.